Marvel. Marvel Comics, Marvel Films, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Oh, I do enjoy your films. But, let's see. Iron Man, 3 films. Captain America, 3 films. Thor, going on to 3 films. And yes, of course, they all share the Avenger movies together. But what about somebody else who's only gotten 1 film? And he's kind of like one of the biggest superheroes in the Marvel Universe. I'm talking about, of course, the Incredible Hulk. Now, why have we not gotten more than 1 film? Huh? Mark Ruffalo is amazing. Let's put him in his own frickin' movie, okay? Or several movies. Let's do some Hulk movies, huh? Why are we not seeing more Hulk movies? Seriously. Is the problem scripts? Because you had a great... I mean, there was a great comic book story called Planet Hulk that you guys decided to rework into a third Thor movie instead and have it about Thor instead of Hulk. I mean, Hulk's in it, and I'm really excited about seeing this third Thor movie. Don't get me wrong. Like, Thor Ragnarok looks really good. But let's not forget the fact that you stole a Hulk storyline. It's like watching Arrow on CW, where you keep watching it, and it's just like, you guys just keep stealing Batman stories. Anyways, why are we not seeing more Hulk movies? Come on now. There's plenty of characters. We got set up with the leader in the Incredible Hulk movie, and that movie has not been rebooted. I mean, it's still part of the MCU. So why are we not seeing the leader come back into play, huh? Let's have the leader and the Incredible Hulk go at it, or Mark Ruffalo as Hulk, whatever. I mean, let's see these Hulk movies. I mean, why can't we? Do something different. Try and write it different if you need to, so that you can get a decent movie about a guy who just runs around and stomps people. Listen, if you can have 8 Fast and the Furious movies, I think we can do at least 3 Hulk movies, huh? Come on. Come on now, people. Let's see some more Hulk movies. There's plenty of potential out there. There is. There really is. And granted, like, nobody really wants to see somebody try and redo the old Incredible Hulk TV series, you know? We don't want to see that Bill Bixby kind of, oh, it's really slow and you only see Hulk, like, maybe once or twice during an episode. You know, you want to see that in a movie where you only see Hulk once or twice. We don't. But come on, like, Hulk has had his moments where him and Banner were kind of on the same page, you know? We could play around with that. We have that Professor Hulk mind where it's, our persona, I should say, where it's Banner's mind but Hulk's body, you know, or a combination of the two. There's Joe Fixit. Oh my God, it'd be fun to get in that. Let's get into the fact that Bruce Banner is more than just a brilliant scientist who turns into a giant rage monster. I mean, he can do, he's got a lot more to him. Aside from the fact that Bruce Banner is a brilliant scientist and can build anything, and in Marvel Comics they've proven that he's actually even more intelligent and inventive than Tony Stark. Yes, it's true. But also, it'd be great to just see them really dive into the fact that Bruce has some deep psychological issues, and that's why that him and Hulk are actually kind of two split minds. He's actually got a few other personalities in there as well. But come on, let's see that, shall we? Let's see some more Hulk movies. Bring the leader back. I love the actor that they got to play Samuel Stearns, Dr. Samuel Stearns. I'd like to see him come back as this, you know, crafty little brainy super genius. Let's do that, shall we? Hell, if you really want to, recast him too, I guess. I mean, you don't have to, but whatever. Here's another idea. Red Hulk. Okay? Let's do a story involving Red Hulk. Okay? And then do the great reveal, and oh, it's old Thunderbolt Ross. Wouldn't that be great to see General Ross and the MCU turn into Red Hulk? Of course it would. It would be awesome. And let's not forget She-Hulk. Let's have She-Hulk come in. That could be a whole story. You know, maybe you have the leader kidnap the Hulk, or I should say Bruce Banner's cousin, and try and hold her for ransom, and then the only way to save her is a blood transfusion. Or maybe he's experimenting on her because she's the closest thing to having Bruce's bloodline, you know? Anyways, let's get on that, shall we, MCU? Let's get some darn Hulk movies out there. That is all.